All this and CO2. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. In recent years, coastal cities have experienced a little extra water in their waterfronts, a rise in ocean depth of 0.1 inch. Doesn't sound like much till you realize that due to warming oceans and melting glaciers and ice sheets, by the end of this century, sea level is projected to rise as much as 6 feet, presenting a serious threat to coastal communities, made even more ominous during storm surges. But scientists say there may be a way to slow that rise, if we move quickly. Carbon dioxide is still the most important factor in sea level rise over the long term. Now, a new study led by the National Center for Atmospheric Research projects the effects of reducing other emissions. The team focused on 4 heat-trapping atmospheric pollutants: methane, tropospheric ozone, hydrofluorocarbons, and black carbon. They say technologies to drastically cut these emissions are already available, and that cutting them sufficiently over the next several decades could dramatically slow rising sea levels, even if we can't immediately cut carbon dioxide emissions. A comprehensive approach that stabilizes CO2 and reduces certain other pollutants could lower the rate of global warming and reduce sea level rise by at least 30% by the end of this century, if we rise to the occasion. With the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.